Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Bermant with the news and commentary for November 5th, 2019. Today is Election Day and voters have until 8 p.m. tonight to complete and mail their ballots. As it is the last minute, it would be safest to bring the ballots directly to the courthouse or use ballot drop boxes in the courthouse or at the Jefferson County Library in Port Hadlock. This is the first year that Washington voters can register on the day of the election, and the auditor's office will be open until the polls close. As registries could potentially be in line when the polls close, the auditor can no longer announce the results at the courthouse at that time. This has caused the cancellation of a Jefferson County tradition when candidates, supporters, and the press would meet at the courthouse just after 8 p.m. to hear the results, celebrate their victory, or commiserate their defeat. This is disappointing to some local political observers, with former Jefferson County Democratic Chair Bruce Cowan calling the move a great loss to our community. This is the latest in a series of occurrences when quaint habits and customs fall by the wayside and make people wish for the good old days. Those who want to be the first to know the results need to log on to the auditor's website at around 8:15. Otherwise, you can learn the results from the local newspapers, both of which will probably have some results in tomorrow's editions and on their websites. KPTZ will also report the results at noon tomorrow. This is an off-year election, which is generally less exciting or consequential than even-numbered years, and next year will be a doozy. However, our local races haven't lacked for excitement. For the Port Townsend City Council races, one candidate, Tyler Vega, dropped out of the race after a single campaign appearance with his opponent, incumbent Deputy Mayor David Faber. Another candidate, Bernie Arthur, made it pretty clear that he didn't want the job, but only sought to start a conversation. And only one candidate, Owen Rowe, filed for the seat left open by Bob Gray's retirement. Only the contest between incumbent Deborah Stinson and challenger Mona McHager had two serious candidates locked into a challenging race. In the race for District 5 Hospital Commissioner, four-term incumbent Jill Buehler-Reinstra was unopposed until 2 weeks ago when Sherry Van Hoover began a write-in campaign. The votes for this race will probably be split in three camps: Reinstra, Van Hoover, and Confused. The National Park Service has awarded $500,000 for the rehabilitation of the historic Quartermaster Storehouse building as part of the $13 million Makers Square Capital Project. The renovated building will provide over 15,000 square feet of new space. The main floor will feature two classrooms, two large studio spaces, and extended gallery spaces and a reception area. The second floor will provide flexible spaces for artists, nonprofit organizations, and creative businesses. Best of all, the basement of the building will house the new KPTZ headquarters, complete with modern recording and broadcast facilities. According to a press release, project managers have secured 87% of the funds needed to meet the rehabilitation cost. This new funding is a significant step toward that goal. While the full rehabilitation of the building will take some time, KPTZ hopes to be in its new home 1 year from now. KPTZ 91.9 FM Port Townsend brings you local news at noon on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Bermant reminding you that the right to vote includes the right to complain.